The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today is the 7th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there at the controls of the intergalactic spaceship Free Fire Radio.
Good morning,
good
world.
Morning, world.
I'm from my space. Hey, say hi.
What national day is it today? I know that you have it looked up every day. There's silence on the end here. Okay, let's talk about the weather, and we'll come back to the national day, okay?
But actually, I know what day is today. Today is National Chocolate Bitter Day.
Chocolate what?
Chocolate Bitter Day.
Chocolate Bitter?
Mm-hmm.
Like what is that?
Like chocolate bitter, sweet bitter.
It makes chocolate bitter?
Yeah.
Like sour?
No, like bitter for the cakes and stuff.
Chocolate butter?
Oh, butter. I'm sorry.
Chocolate butter day. How do you spell it? With a U? Chocolate butter? Okay. Sometimes.
It's the same how you speak like with English accent.
Sometimes Christina and I can talk for 10 minutes about the same subject and not understand each other, what's going on, even though that your English is much, much better than my Ukrainian. Hey, today, sunny with a high near 64 and widespread haze, but a low around 45. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 67. Looks like it's going to be like that till Thursday night, and then maybe a chance at showers. Friday, mostly sunny. And then through Veterans Day, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Saturday night, a low around 45. But it's going to be pretty good out there with only a slight chance of showers on Thursday night. And a slight chance of showers next Monday. Now, yesterday, it rained hard. Were you out in the rain yesterday? Linda said it was just pouring out in Palo Cedro, just really coming down. She said she saw, she thought she heard thunder out there. So
yesterday, yeah, it was.
I'm walking around here about the same time, and it wasn't raining. But, we're 10 miles away, maybe.
But at night, it was really raining.
Oh, the night before. Oh, yeah. And I think it doesn't say that all the power's back up in Eastern County. So if you're still out there in East County, of course, you don't have any power. Your radio's probably not on. So anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They are just really good people. They treat their customers like warm friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, today is Election Day. It's not a huge Election Day, but it's still an Election Day. If you live in those districts, I didn't get anything, so obviously I don't live in those districts. So, the elections are for the Gateway School District and the City of Shasta and having its own fire district. So that's why it's kind of like limited. Voters can cast ballots for three people seeking seats on the three-member district board of directors. Also for the fire district. So we've got two people running, I believe, at the Gateway, for the Gateway School District. And then the other one would be voters in Shasta can cast ballots today deciding whether to become a create a fire protection district separate from Shasta Community Services District. And so Measure A and B, and one is to form that. And Measure B, which would take two-thirds of the people voting, is to add $20 a year onto your property parcels out there to help pay for it. So they can also they're also voting for three members that are going to be on the district board of directors. Okay, so some elections today, and how are they going to be held? Are they going to be hand counted? Not so fast. It appears, because there's more than 1,000 people. At a press conference yesterday, Kathy Darling Allen addressed this question, and how the election would work after the passing, of course, of Assembly Bill 969, a state law mandating machines to be used in elections with more than 1,000 registered voters. For the special election, they will not be hand-counting ballots, Kathy Darling Allen said in a press conference, because the number of registered voters far exceeds that, and it's about 9,500. So they'll be using the new HART Intercivic Vote Tabulating Machine that the county purchased before the passing of the state law to tabulate votes. Is there going to be anything different about the process on this election? And Kathy Darling Allen said voters shouldn't see too much difference, except for those votes who are folks who are accustomed to coming into the office here and scanning their ballot. We no longer have scanners. That was part of the Dominion equipment. And the board was very clear they did not want scanners. So when folks go in to vote, if they bring their ballot with them, they will surrender the ballot to a poll worker. The poll worker will issue them a new precinct ballot. They will vote that in the booth, and then they will drop it into a box. And then all the ballots are brought back. Now, it should be, shouldn't be too hard. And they won't be hand-counting this election. Darling Allen explained what it would look like if it was used in future elections. And, of course, she is not for hand-counting, so you can imagine some of the things that she was saying. It's how long it would take and all these. Okay, so that's how it's going to be. You're going to be voting in a machine. It'll be interesting to – I think I'll give Patrick Jones a call and see where we are on this whole thing. Now that we've got a new voting machine that the state says we have to use, is how do we avoid that? Or do we avoid that? Or should we avoid that? Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, community-oriented, local board of directors, four close branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 7th of November, 2023, 7:17 in the morning here and about 50 degrees out there. I want to remind everybody that Thursday, November 9th, there's a fundraiser, live auction, raffle at the Anderson VFW. For Shasta County Gun Owners and California Rifle and Pistol Association, supporting our Second Amendment rights in Shasta County. Join them, this is what it says. Join them for an evening of patriotic celebration with Color Guard presentation. Raising funds to sponsor our nation's 250th Independence Day celebration and parade, July 1st through 4th, 2026. Family Gun Safety Awareness, Family Live Range Days, Family Hunting Safety, Local Trap and Skeet Teams, Range Safety Officer Training. Starts at 4 p.m., dinner at 6, Master of Ceremonies, Chris Kelstrom, catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. For more information, contact Gary or Wendy at 530-782-2222 or go down and pick up tickets at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spas on West Side Road. Okay. My good deed for the day. The Congress, the Biden administration, is asking for several billion dollars for border security. But when you get into it, it's not really like building a new wall. This new money for emergency funding comes after a year of record-breaking illegals coming across the border, illegal migrants, economic intruders, whatever you want to call them. They're saying it's going to be used to process people who are coming across the border rather than stopping them. It would allow them to continue into the country and move to other parts of the country like New York or Chicago and other places that are having big problems. Instead, you see, September had 269,000, almost 270,000 encounters of illegals, making it a new record. And Congress can not pass that. And they do have an H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act of 2023. It's already passed the House of Representatives, and which is going to put restraints on the abuse of the asylum system, which is what's going on right now. Anyway, so billions to help process them, help make sandwiches, help them get on the buses, planes, trains, automobiles, all of that. Okay. Let me see. The Trump case. The Trump fraud trial, if you're arrested. Former President Trump testified under oath Monday in a civil fraud case against him and his business. The $250 million lawsuit brought by the New York Attorney General's office alleges that Trump and his co-defendants committed repeated fraud in his business practices to get better terms on real estate loans and insurance policies. When he was pressed Monday about the overstated values of his properties, he leaned on the disclaimers in his financial statements as a defense. He has repeatedly lashed out at the attorney general and judge, calling the case a scam. There's been many other scholars that have said if his name wasn't Trump, would this even be in a trial? So you have to wonder about that. Today marks 1 month. Yeah. 1 month since Hamas, the terrorist organization, came into Israel, killing 1,400 people, slaughtering men, women, children, babies, and kidnapping more than 240 hostages. And Israel has come back on the Gaza, going after Hamas, and as it aims to eliminate the militant group. According to Hamas, they've had over 10,000 people killed since Israel began its military offensive. And that's according to Hamas, who said that really wasn't slaughter of innocent people there. That was just a couple guys getting out of line. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, I'll get it, has refused to allow ceasefire till Hamas releases all the remaining hostages, which includes civilian men, women, and children. They've released four hostages, Hamas has, two elderly Israeli women and an American mother and daughter. And while the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, said they rescued an Israeli soldier, this is not going away. Biden is calling for, pauses. They may slow down part of their offensive, but I don't think you're going to see them go into any type of stop there. Is anybody watching or interested in the Republican debate? I haven't seen one yet. Five Republicans have qualified for the third presidential debate for tomorrow in Miami. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. Missing from the debate stage will be North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who both failed to meet the criteria. Vice President Pence, as you know, dropped out of the primary. And Donald Trump is just not going. He skips a debate as he did his two previous ones. He slated to host a rally in South Florida as this debate's going on. I'm not sure. Are they fighting for second place here? Nikki Haley's numbers have come up a lot. DeSantis have dropped. Chris Christie gets booed when he comes out, when he's speaking at various areas. Ramaswamy, who started off kind of strong, people are starting to read the things he has said before and actually listen to some of the things he's saying. He's dropping off. I really like Tim Scott, South Carolina senator. This is a guy that's come up by his bootstraps. He's a smart guy, I think. I like some of the I like the things he says for the most part. And, of course, Nikki Haley, who I've always liked. So we'll see what happens after this debate. It won't be any knockouts, I don't think. If you care, and I don't know if you do, the SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents all these actors, said it has responded to Hollywood Studios' last best and final offer on Monday as pressure ramps up to reach a deal ending a months-long strike. Union said in a message to its members that there are several essential items that the two sides have yet to reach agreement on. I don't care. Unions have advocated for restrictions on the use of AI, a technology that actors and writers alike could threaten their employment. Well, it could. I mean, you're starting to see things out there where it looks like the actors, but it's not. It's AI. And it sounds just like them, sounds just like their voices, and it's not. It's AI. I would have a problem with that if they were using AI to mimic my voice and people couldn't tell the difference. Not that it makes a big deal with me. But it remains unclear when the deal will be reached. So a lot of the television shows, movies, all these things have been put off. Hey, Christina, in this one, Ukrainian President Zelensky has invited Donald Trump to visit the Ukraine after he claimed he could end Russia's war against Ukraine within 24 hours if he wins re-election next year.
That's so interesting.
If he can come here, I will need 24 minutes, yes, 24 minutes to explain to President Trump that he can't manage this war. Yeah, I'm going to end this war in 24 hours. How's he going to do that?
I don't know, but we already heard like a similar story. Remember when the Russian attacked Ukraine, they said that they will take Ukraine in 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. That didn't happen. He said this wouldn't have happened if he'd been president when Russia's full-scale invasion began. The war had entered a stalemate, Zelensky has said after his top commander had said they're right now they're fighting to maintain funding for his military efforts there, but they're not moving one way or the other, either side. So this could go on for a long time, and it's getting to be winter, right? That'll slow things down. Okay, well, have you ever thought about toilets, Christina? Toilets.
Depends when you.
No, I mean just the concept of it. Who invented the toilet? I was thinking about, I know that sometimes you get weird thoughts, and I thought, who invented this? And he couldn't have gotten it right the first time, right? So he had to keep flushing it, putting things in it. Did he have his neighbors come over? I mean, whatever. Till he finally got the design that made it work, that made it flush correctly. And since then, people have been adding on things and making them different, you know, making them look different, but it's still the same process. When you pull the handle, you push the button, you, whatever it is, it just takes everything and it leaps. They're supposed to.
It's genius.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it really hasn't changed a whole lot. But people have made them different, like,
like in America and Europe, they're so different.
Well, no, not
they
that.
They are. In America, well, they're way smaller.
Well, yeah, they are different, but it's still the same concept. Wherever you do, it just disappears. into a, to another system that takes care of it, you hope. Somebody built a $6 million toilet. It was made of 18-karat gold. An 18-karat golden toilet. And four men got caught stealing it. Where, you know, was this in somebody's home or something? They were unable, get this, to wash their hands of the clean of the crime. Okay, we got to take a break here. Coachmaster is bringing us this segment. Coachmaster windshield repair. You're not going to find a better place to get your windshields repaired, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can do it. He guarantees his work. We've had our cars worked on. Many of our friends have had their cars worked on, and everybody's happy. For a free inspection and analysis to find out what's going on with your windshield, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a local business, locally run, locally owned, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Take me out tonight. And a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere where I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared.
Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Rainy Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Rainy Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Rainy Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, 7:35 in the morning here on the 7th of November. It's Election Day. If you're out in Gateway School District or Old Shasta voting on whether you want to have your own fire protection district, if you haven't gotten a ballot, you're probably not voting. Like I said, 7:35 in the morning, it's about 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's quickly coming to holidays, Christmas, and you're trying to figure out, what can I get my loved one? Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. They have a great selection of jewelry, estate pieces, Native American, turquoise, everything you can imagine, plus specially designed pieces, all at Four Winds Jewelry at very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. And we've got a phone caller, Preston Sharp. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm doing great. How are you doing, Preston?
I'm doing amazing.
Good. You've got some stuff going on.
Yeah. I'm honoring veterans tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at IGO.
Okay.
Placing flags and flowers out. And then we're also going to be picking the flags and flowers back up November 15th at 3:30 p.m. And that's also at IGO. And if I could have a lot of help picking them up, that be awesome, because unfortunately I won't be able to be there because I'm going to be getting the Patriot Award from Fox News.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll be in Tennessee, but I really need that.
Is this
so
national?
Continue to honor veterans.
Okay, so on the 15th, out at IGO, you need people to go on out at 3:30 and just pick up all the flowers and everything and flags. One of the ways that we were able to keep putting things out there at IGO was to make sure that we picked them up. Is that
correct?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand.
And I don't know if you saw it, but I did challenge you to do the FNF challenge.
Okay, explain this to me. I think I saw
something. That yet.
Okay, so what is that exactly?
Yeah, so the FNF challenge is something I started like pretty much in the very beginning of me honoring veterans, to try and gain more followers on social media. But it's, you go out to a cemetery near you, you take a flag and a red carnation. It doesn't matter if it's real or a fake red carnation. And flags you can just get from like Lowe's or Home Depot. You you can place it on any veteran or a family member that was a veteran. You just go to the cemetery, place the flag and the flower, say the veteran's name out loud, then you thank them for their service. And then you take a video of you doing that, and then at the very end, you challenge someone else to do it.
Oh, okay. So I have to have people that know how to use their cameras to take videos. You know? That limits my people right there. Okay, so all I have to do is get a poppy and a flag, and I go out to a grave of a veteran or a family member. And as I put it on there, somebody's filming me, and at the end I say, I challenge Ted Leidy.
Yep.
Or Rick Boatwright. or Tom Johnson or all of them to do this, correct? And then would I post it on what? On my?
Yeah. Yeah, you can post it on anything.
Post it on my Facebook page. Okay.
Yes, and then you make sure to tag them as well.
Okay.
Just because I'm trying to bring more awareness to veterans because I feel like they need it. And my motto, you know, honor veterans every day and not just on holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like this challenge will help that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll probably just get that done before Saturday. So we
That'd
can get
awesome.
That out there. Okay. So now, do you need help today? Or is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow you put them out?
Tomorrow. So the 8th.
Okay.
Wednesday. We're going to be honoring veterans at IGO at 3:30.
Okay, that's 3:30, and then on the 15th, and I got a text from somebody from your mom last night, saying that on the 15th you're going to need a lot of help. Now, what, you're being honored for what? You're going to be what, from Fox News or who?
Yeah, it's like the, what do you call it? It's like the Fox News Awards, and then I'm getting like the Patriot Award.
Oh, okay. And where's that going to be at?
That's going to be in Nashville.
Okay. Nashville, Tennessee.
It's at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
good.
Awesome.
You deserve it. You know, you're not slowing down as you get older, you know. Of course, you haven't reached, well, how old are you now?
I just turned 18.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, if you're going to start tiring out here in a year or two, so you better get it all done now. So. Oh, Preston, thanks for everything you do, and I'll get back on that challenge. And for people, head on up to IGO tomorrow around 3:30 and help Preston get all the flowers and flags out for Veterans Day. And I'll keep reminding people about the 15th. Everybody go up and pick up a couple handfuls. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you soon. All right. Preston Sharp. You know, how long has it been with him? 8 years. What was he, 10?
Yeah.
10 or 9 or 10?
Yeah.
Something like that.
To hear the deep voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
You know, he's been in the White House. He's been in front of Congress. He's, you know, and he just started here because he looked around. If y'all don't know who Preston Sharp is, he's a young man from Reading that when he went out to his grandfather's grave, who was a veteran, and he looked around and he was the only one that was putting flags out. And so he decided to go get flags and flowers for every veteran's grave, just him. He did it. And then it kind of started spreading from then.
Yeah.
And his mom, April, was... April, who, you know, is trying, you know, tries to keep a job and all this while he's, you know, and he's been now to every, he's been to all 50 states. And now he's heading to Normandy, I think, next year. Yeah. To put flags and flowers on the graves at Normandy. And there's a lot of graves at Normandy. I don't know if he's going to be able to get that many thousands anyway. Okay, I'm going to take an early break, and I'm going to come back and talk to Debbie Johnson and Doug about the things that are going on. And I may have to hold them over after 8 o'clock, too. We'll see. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. at Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pea gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from business.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's the 7th of November. On the 9th of November, Thursday, I'm going to be down at Crown Motors for a remote, and I'm inviting all my veteran friends to come on down and get on the radio and talk about, you know, let's just talk about being in the service and all that. Ted Lighty's going to be my co-host, and we've got a number of people coming down, and just like to invite other veterans to come down and just, you know, say hello and let us thank them. And then on the 10th, of course, is the Marine Corps birthday. And if you wanted to go to the Marine Corps birthday, I'm sorry. Too late. We are sold out, and we are really sold out. We are so sold out that Sarah down at Wind River won't even take my phone calls anymore because I'm just kidding. Because Sarah's really great to work with. Because we just keep adding dinners on. And you can only add on so many. What? And you need two more? Let me tell you, this is... Anyway, it's sold out. So next year, if you want to go to our great Marine Corps ball, it's a super ceremony. It's really, really a touching ceremony, and it's very military, marching on the colors, honoring our oldest and youngest. General Dejeune's message, the Marine's prayer, the Commandant's message. We start selling tickets in September, so be on the lookout. for it. And, you know, we can keep spreading and spreading, but after a certain day, we have to cut off. Okay, and then, of course, Saturday being Veterans Day, and there's going to be ceremonies and all types of things happening around town. So this is Veterans Week, and with me is Debbie Morgan and Dave Cockrell. Debbie Johnson,
that's
not
okay.
Debbie Morgan,
we
Debbie
like
Johnson.
Her too.
Debbie Morgan. I know Debbie.
Well, yes, you do.
Course.
That's why you said her name.
Of course. Debbie Johnson. Even though I've been saying Johnson, Johnson, Johnson all morning. So what are we here for, Debbie?
Well, we're here to talk about AMVETS 1. It's currently a vehicle. It's a large motorhome van that American veterans, AMVETS, has going around the country and now around our state to bring awareness and hopefully prevention of suicide amongst our veterans.
Okay. And the thing about suicide and suicide awareness is that for a while, it was like 22 veterans or military, either active duty or veterans, were killing themselves every day. And I swear if it had been another group of people, there had been all types of things going on there. But it didn't. We claim as a country that we value our veterans, and I think we do in many ways. But when you have that many people killing themselves, there's something wrong here. And what can we do? And this is what this bus does, this Golden State Tour. It's coming in here on Veterans Day. How appropriate. It's going to be out at Veterans Cemetery at Igo at 10 a.m. And Leaving No Veteran Behind, Raising Awareness of Veteran Suicide. Now, Dave, you said something that I just read an article similar to that.
Yeah, I had about three different sources that says the active duty is actually suicide is up.
Is rising.
Rising, yeah. Especially for the Marines, which is
strange because it's always been the lowest.
Yeah, so I think this is the highest since 2011.
Okay.
Now that in the Navy is 2019.
Okay.
The source I got, all of them are up.
Well, I read active duty is up, but the
right.
Overall, if you look at it, looks like it's trending down. But that's National Guard, Reserves, all that, which are not on active duty. But anytime that I hate to say this. But any time that the world stage gets hotter, like in this case, we're sending troops to over to Israel,
Middle East, yeah.
To the Middle East, and we've got over, believe it or not, there's over something like 12,000, 14,000 troops over there right
yes,
now,
yeah.
And that includes two carriers, but they've got Marine ARGs, amphibious readiness groups going over. They've got other Navy shipping. They've got Air Force, you know, and that's just, you know, they're not talking about others that they've got in those surrounding countries around there that have slowly moved in, a lot of our special forces units. So when it starts ramping up like that, there's that extra tension of having to leave home again. For so long, we were deployed in combat for 21 years until we started pulling out. And so it's – but still, that many – but still
– I know active duty is up, but a lot of times it doesn't affect the veteran until years after they start recalling things and starts really, you know – bugging them, and when I say bugging them, it's the problem is most of us, and I'm probably one, you don't talk about it, and that's one of the things they need to do. But what does AMVET
well, you were,
one?
You're a Vietnam vet.
Yes, I was there twice. So.
Yeah, and God bless you and all of our Vietnam vets, because it was a totally different time then, where if you came home and told people, you know, there are actually families that I've heard about Their kids never knew their dad was a Vietnam vet.
Oh, we didn't never, talk about it.
Never talked about it. You didn't talk about it if you were looking for a job. Now, things have changed dramatically in the sense that, hey, a veteran.
That's what this advocacy is about, building relationships and taking away that stigma about talking. Mental health is real for all of us. We want our veterans to have better mental health and have actual connections. That's why these folks have gone on this tour, so that
raise
you can
see a person, sometimes
you don't think it's a real person on the end of the phone call, the 988.
Yeah.
And it is. And that's just one part of it. There are your fellow veterans and their families and folks like me. You know, we are that call away, but it's more visible this way. And you have to be willing to talk. We have to encourage them to talk, because it's so important.
Well, when we were, it's been a while since I was on active duty now. It seems not that long ago, but it was. When I got off active duty the last time in 07, we spent 48 hours in coming out of Iraq in Kuwait, where we unloaded all of our guns and collected all the ammunition and everything and started kind of stepping down. Then we came back to the United States that flew us back into Pendleton, and we had a 96-hour pass. We were off for 96, 4 days. We came back that whole next week. The whole next week was devoted to counseling, talking to people. We had a lot of Vietnam vets coming in talking about PTSD. It takes on different forms. You know, you've been on adrenaline a long time. Many of them, this is their second or third tour. You're living on adrenaline. And then you do things like you buy the rice rocket, the motorcycle. People get into gambling because that's, you know, you find ways of raising that adrenaline up. We were given the names, all these names of psychologists off base. If people were afraid it may hurt their career by going on base to talk to somebody, there were off-base counselors that you could go to 6 times. On the 7th time, you had to come home. But all ranks were coming in there and talking about it.
That's awesome, because
it was, and that's
you
why
should
the
not
Marine
be
Corps
afraid to
that.
Do that.
No,
it's okay not to be okay, and because somebody next to you is not okay about something else.
That's the other thing. If you have a friend or another Marine that's there and you're worried about it, what do you say to them? Are you thinking about committing suicide? You confront them with it. Are you thinking about committing suicide? And that's all it takes sometimes to get them to talk. So,
do you remember Lewis Conter?
Yeah.
He came and spoke a few years ago. And he reminded us that during World War II, they got on a ship.
Yeah.
And they were there with other folks who had been injured or just going home.
They had
months to talk to each other.
Not
hours and weeks, but they had months to go through this. And this is what this AMVETS One is bringing back. They're bringing back that in-person, get rid of the stigma, get connected with us. They have made connections with across the country. They've gone across the country twice in May near Memorial Day to go back for Rolling to Remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do another one in this coming May. But this advocacy is for it always seems like our veterans lead the way in that for themselves.
Well, you have to.
Yes.
Because to explain, I wasn't in Vietnam. I didn't miss anything after that, Dave, but I wasn't in Vietnam. People don't realize that a lot of our Marines and soldiers and sailors were in combat almost every day. almost every day, as opposed in the Pacific, where they fought these terrible, vicious island campaigns, and they were pulled out for several months. In Europe, when they were fighting across Europe, then they were in combat, sustained combat. Trying to explain that to somebody who has never even been in the military.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, I was mostly in communications, and it was eight on, eight off, continuous. I mean, there was no break.
Yeah.
And sometimes I spent, 20 hours, 20 hours on watch. It was not common. But AMVETS 1 isn't about...
Here's what I'm going to do is... I have got a break for the news.
Okay.
This is a hard break, but I want you all to stay. Do you have to be someplace else?
No.
Okay. I want you to stay across for the next 15 minutes, okay? So let's talk some more about this. We're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Now we might have been better.
One thing, this is not...
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
...side the face of an abortion-related constitutional question.
Voters today are deciding whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, including fertility treatments. Advocates on both sides of the issue are watching the outcome for signs of voter sentiment heading into 2024. In Ohio, voter approval of the constitutional amendment known as Issue 1 would undo a 2019 state law passed by Republicans that bans most abortions at around 6 weeks into pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape and incest. That law is currently on hold because of court challenges. I'm Donna Water.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will bear overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period after the war with Hamas comes to an end.
The statement's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over the coastal enclave that's home to some 2.3 million Palestinians. In an interview with ABC News aired late Monday, Netanyahu expressed openness to little pauses in the fighting to facilitate the release of some of the more than 240 captives seized by Hamas in its October 7 attack into Israel, which triggered the war exactly a month ago. But there was no agreement on President Joe Biden's call for a broader humanitarian pause. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The IRS says it's running about 3 months ahead of schedule on going paperless, allowing taxpayers to digitally file all kinds of tax documents with the agency. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 71 points, the Nasdaq 126 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Most importantly, Direct Bullion USA is a faith-based company that understands your family's financial goals, and we're here to help you preserve your wealth and faith. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Italy's prime minister says her country will build two centers in Albania to host tens of thousands of illegal migrants.
Giorgia Meloni came to power just over a year ago, vowing to stop migrants crossing the Mediterranean in small boats to reach Italy. With the number of arrivals rising steadily since then, the right-wing leader has reached a deal with her Albanian counterpart, Edi Rama. It includes two centres in Albania to be paid for by Italy and able to accommodate up to 3,000 people at a time. One opposition politician in Italy said the agreement openly violated international law, while another called it a sort of Italian Guantanamo. And it's drawn strong criticism in Albania too.
The BBC's Warren Bull. An international media watchdog urging Pakistan not to deport more than 200 Afghan journalists who fled their homeland after the Taliban regained control of the country in August of 2021. News and analysis at townhall.com. a guilty verdict in a case stemming from a tragedy at sea.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. Jerry Boylan was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of a ship's officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute colloquially known as seaman's manslaughter that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. Boylan was the only person to face criminal charges connected to the fire. He could get 10 years behind bars. Keith Peters reporting.
An 11-year-old boy killed in a weekend drive-by shooting in Cincinnati has been identified. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office says Dominic Davis was a victim of a homicide. As of now, there have been no arrests. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. Today is the 7th of November. It's a big week for veterans. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm, and it's National Chocolate Butter Day, which I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Okay. Hey, we're actually, after all the rain we've had, I mean, we had some terrific rain here over the weekend and yesterday. Today's sunny with a high near 64 and clear with a low around 45 tonight. Means windows are open and extra covers come on. Tomorrow, a high near 67. It's going to be like that. Thursday night, a chance of showers. Friday, sunny. Veterans Day, sunny. Sunday, sunny. And Monday, a slight chance of showers. So it's going to be a good week. As we said, Preston Sharp called in, and he's going to need some help tomorrow out at IGO putting out flowers and poppies. Flowers and flags. That's 3:30 tomorrow out there at IGO. The weather reports are always brought to you, though, by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck Kinney was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam and goes back on regular, like every other year, goes back to Vietnam and search for MIAs over there and does just wonderful work there. The Kinney family have had Shasta Gas Propane for a couple of decades. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. The cost of propane has gone up like all fuel, and they do everything they can to make sure that you have the propane you need. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with Debbie Johnson. No matter what I call her other times, it's still Debbie Johnson. Mary D. Tom Johnson, which I should know because that's my cousin's name, and Dave Cockrell. And they're here with AmVets. And they're talking about the AmVets One. This is a bus tour to bring awareness, raising awareness of veteran suicides.
Correct.
Yeah. And all veterans organizations are aware of suicide. American Legion has a program, the VFW. It's all to make them aware of suicide. The AmVets One, in particular, was started by three individuals, Commander Lisa Ruble, Jeff Lucas, and Ross Smith. The idea was to bring awareness to the community. And to do this, they did, two national tours, mm-hmm. and they were... got, 100 million people that actually got aware. It was supposed to bring people aware of
media person along.
You can talk. You can
they had a media person along. I don't like to interrupt Dave.
Well, I know.
And, yes, they were seen or heard by over 100 million Americans. So
And and the fact is the numbers they would use before is 22 a day. Then I saw that it dropped to 21.
What they told us,
yeah,
after some of these tours, is that folks all over the country don't want that number. They want it to be zero. They're willing to help. They're willing to put forth the effort and help make the awareness, you know, more awareness. They're ready to help with that and to help end that. So
the object is go zero, same as American Legion. Their object to be the one. The object is to be zero, same as the AMVET, zero. AMVET started partnering with the VA with these bands, wrist bands, and that has saved veterans' lives just by calling that number. So this is added to it. Now they want to bring the whole nation aware. And Golden State Tour is where they're going to tour California. And they have several stops. It's going to start November 8th in Long Beach. Then the 9th is Santa Barbara, Ventura. The 10th is Travis. And, of course, 11th is Redding and Chico. And then that's out to the Veterans Cemetery, and then Visalia is the end on the 12th.
Now, they're going to be out at the Igo Cemetery at 10 a.m. Now,
right.
Is there going to be a...
There's a ceremony.
Yeah, is it going to be then?
It is.
Let's talk about that.
The cemetery was dedicated November 11th, 2005, with our illustrious governor at the time. He was there, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think we had a lot of people there just to see him.
And by the way, the chapel is now open
again.
It is.
I was going to say that.
Senator Johannesson has been in a battle for a year and a half trying to get that place open. That should have been done in a week. Okay, 2 weeks.
Okay.
But it's taken a year and a half, millions of dollars. And, you know, it's a government project. What can I
say?
And
the fact sheet on the website is not updated to 2023. It was 2021, and it says the total number of burials was 8,505. So in 2 years, we know there's more than that.
I think there's over 11,000 people, veterans, and their wives. Also
yes.
Includes their wives.
Yes.
If they, you know, if they wish to be buried with them, out at Igo. I remember going there when I first got here. It was some, and then now the place is just.
Yeah,
it's pretty much, you know, they're clearing land for the next couple thousand.
It is so beautiful out
there. It is beautiful out there, and that chapel is a perfect place to hold services out there.
It's beautiful.
You can call it whatever you want. They don't want to call it a chapel, but that's what it is. So, and Senator Johannesson also was the one that was instrumental in getting Igo out there, getting the veterans home here in Reading, the Veterans Clinic downtown, and then now the new big Veterans Clinic out there on Knighton Road. I mean, it is, he's had a lot to do with it.
Man.
Yes, that man has. You can't say enough of it. In fact, he's going to be at the Marine Corps Ball Friday
wonderful.
Night, too.
Jeff Lukens, Commander Jeff Lukens, he's our state commander for AMVETS right now.
Uh-huh.
He's a Marine, and so... Hopefully he will be able to join us at the Marine Corps Ball with that overflow that you have there.
You're killing me. Trying to put on a party for 300 people is they keep adding themselves to it at the last minute. So this is going to be out. The AMVETS 1, the Golden State Tour to raise awareness of veteran suicide and mental health. It's going to be out there at Igo during the ceremony.
Correct.
Out there that starts at 10 o'clock.
The bus will be there at 10. The program starts at 11.
Starts at 11. So
please come out. It's a beautiful place to be. There will be lots of folks out there. And it's a celebration of a lot of these accomplishments in our community and honoring veterans.
Well, after the Marine Corps Ball, I will
come join us, Carl.
Endeavor to be out there. It's
You can do it.
Well, I'm really going to try and make it. Let me put it that way. It depends. No, I am going to be out there. So thank you very much for coming in today and taking extra time to talk about this. The veteran suicide is near and dear to my heart. I understand. I just talked to a young man the other day that's going through a bunch of stuff. That's just, he said he understands now why veterans can commit suicide, and which is kind of a scary thought. But we talked, and I'm trying to do some things for him. Last thoughts here?
Well, yeah, the whole idea is you have to learn to talk. You know, I never talked from being in Vietnam. But when we did Honor Flight, it was amazing when you saw the veterans start talking between themselves, how they brought out what their experiences. This is the same thing now. You have to talk. You just don't let it fester, you know.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't do that, because it's a shame to lose, because suicide is a one shot. I mean, that's it. End. So I hate to see you lose friends or any acquaintance or any veterans. I like to see them get help.
And that's what we're looking for.
It's so okay.
If we could just drop the number by 25%, make it 15, as bad as that is, but make it drop it to 15 a day.
Save one.
If you can save one. Yeah. So, and if you know of somebody that's having problems with this, go up and talk to them. Give them some help. Give them numbers of people to talk to.
And another thing, we used to give out bands. The VA has bands. If you know any veteran that's in stress, give them a band, wristband, because that's a 1-800 number on there. And call to get help.
And I think there's that 1-988 number.
It's 988 now, yeah. And it doesn't have to be the veteran. If you've got it on your wrist and you're next to someone who needs the help and you're sitting with them, and you can have the number. You can be aware.
Just dial 988 and start getting a person some assistance that they need. Well, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Carl.
Debbie Johnson and Dave Gockel. Dave, by the way, is the guy behind the Stand Down, and Debbie heads up the CSAC.
CVAC.
It's a Veterans Affiliated Council.
It is.
And you head that up. So thank you very much.
Right now I do.
Okay.
And they're a wonderful bunch of organizations.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. There's somebody else that helps people out a lot, and that's Judy Maxwell. She's got two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial needs. And Judy's been helping people since 1993, including veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k or what about your insurance, which everybody's having problems with, give her a call. It's a free review and evaluation, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fork. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tried tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated. You do it all, they do it local. Any type of tractor, you know, from the small ones that can work in your backyard to the large ones for plowing the, you know, the back fields there. You can lease them for a day, for a month, or you can buy them. So everybody needs a backhoe. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, 530-221-6800. Locally owned, like I said, and locally operated. Young family there. The bridge at Turtle Bay, the Sundahl Bridge, was lit up in green last night. The county officers are going to be lit up in green. Salute to the Veterans Fundraiser is going to be Thursday at Cornerstone Banks in Anderson and Redding. It's going to be in Hartnell in Redding. And what that is drive-through for donations to provide RABA bus passes for veterans. This has always been a big success. It starts at 6 a.m. at both of those banks, one in Anderson and one in Redding, and it goes to 1 p.m. So, now, I'll be on the 9th. I'll be at Crown Motors, and we'll be doing a remote there as a salute to the veterans. I'm inviting all veterans to come down and be on the air for a little while, and we'll thank you for your service. And just kind of share stories and talk about things that are going on in the veterans community around here. We have Wes Tucker out there from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and many others. So that's going to be doing Thursday. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today challenging a law banning domestic abusers from owning guns, pushing the high court in a thorny Second Amendment battle a year after its conservative majority handed down a landmark decision. And one of the most closely watched cases of the year, a Texas man is asking the Supreme Court to throw out his conviction under a federal law that bars people from possessing guns if they are subject of a domestic violence restraining order. And the court's decision next year could have sweeping implications for other gun laws if it clarifies the legal standard by which these prohibitions should be judged. The Solicitor General of the United States says guns and domestic abuse are deadly combinations. Throughout our nation's history, legislatures have disarmed those who have committed serious criminal conduct whose access to guns poses a danger. That some of the Supreme Court justices are asking them about the scope of its argument that people are irresponsible or not gun-abiding can have their guns confiscated. Would you briefly define what it means by law-abiding and responsible? If someone who drives 30 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, does that person qualify as law-abiding or not? What seems irresponsible to some people may not seem irresponsible to others. They said the answer to this not responsible category applies to those whose possessions of firearms would pose unusual danger beyond the ordinary citizen with respect to harm themselves or harm to others. So they're going to be taking that case on, and the answer should come out next year. People that, you know, we do a lot on domestic violence here on our station, talking about it and how it's a big problem. And one of the things that a person that's committed domestic violence is that they lose their guns. Is that something, if it happened to them in their early life and it's been decades since then, should they still be kept from owning firearms? That could be one of the things that they're going to look at. Has the person who made that huge mistake, should they be punished for the rest of their lives for that, even though that maybe they didn't go to jail, maybe it was they've successfully gone through anger management courses, all these different things. It appears that the mass shooters that we're seeing now, the latest one, of course, being the guy that had been in a mental institution for 2 weeks because he was self-admitted and he stayed for the 2 weeks, did not reach that level to be reported, and then went out and shot those people. Other people have never been arrested for domestic violence, and yet they became terrorist murderers that went out and did that. The guy in Las Vegas that killed so many people, I don't think there was anything on him that said he'd been arrested for anything. I see what they're doing, saying is somebody that loses a right under the Constitution for a mistake they made years and years before, and that they're different. I'm reminded about if you're going into Canada, since Canada 2 years ago made drunk driving a felony, if you have a DUI on your record and you haven't gone to Canada to try, you know, to get it expunged, you're not going to get into Canada. If you've got a DUI on your record that's not been adjudicated and it's so many years and all this, you've got to literally go into the government of Canada and ask for forgiveness or to become a temporary citizen and go that way. So if you just had a DUI 10 or 12 years ago and it was once and you think that you're safe, you may want to check that out before you go to Canada because they're going to check it. It's in their backgrounds. All right. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of insurance denials, if it's delays or something, you're just not sure what's going on, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. All, you know, work injuries can be life-changing. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back, but you just need to get the treatment to get you there or the physical rehabilitation, any of that to help you get back on the job. Patrick can help you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, and we'll be right back.
Your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 Big Bike Giveaway Swipe to Win Drive. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Louth's Landscape Supply at 6023 Cherry Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Louth's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Louth's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salutes on KCNR.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're open line here in this next half hour, so if something's stuck in your craw, it's time to talk about it. We got a couple elections going on here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I've gotten my hair cut there ever since I moved to Reading and just never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments and drop-ins, but if you'd like to make an appointment, give them a call at 530-244-9478. That's what I do. I just set it up so it works on my time schedule. Come in. There's other, you know, but other people are dropping in. If they've got an opening, you will surely get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Let me see. We talked about that. Oh, the Shasta County Child Support Services presents their annual Winter Coat Drive, and this is the 2023 Winter Coat Drive, accepting new coats with tags for children. All sizes are welcome. Donations are accepted through the rest of the month into December 1st. It can be dropped off at Child Support Services on Park Marina Drive and Center Street in Anderson and Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake City at the Health and Human Services, Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive in Reading, and any of the Tri-County's bank branches. So last year they gave out 200 coats, and they'd like to give out 300. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm fine. What you got?
We had a really good day in federal court last Friday, and the state showed up, and we argued for a summary judgment. The state's requested a summary judgment, which means all the facts are in evidence. Nothing left is disputed, open to dispute.
Tell everybody what you're talking about the court case.
The case is the challenge to strike Penal Code 25850 and 26350, which are outright bans on the open carry of loaded or unloaded handguns in the state of California.
Okay.
And we're challenging to have those laws stricken to return to pre-1968 when the people of California had the right to carry a handgun for self-defense without asking government permission.
And in 1968, what happened?
In 1968, the Black Panthers had a demonstration in the Capitol in Sacramento, which was completely lawful and legal. No one was hurt. No one was harmed. And after that, a law was written by Don Mulford with the help of the National Rifle Association, and they banned the open carry of loaded weapons, and then in 2012 banned the open carry of unloaded weapons.
So
we then only had the opportunity to beg the government for permission to carry a concealed weapon. And it's a May issue regime where the state has total authority and they can say yes or they can say no. A lot of counties just said no to everybody. Some counties, like Shasta and Siskiyou, were pretty free with it, but still, your Second Amendment was dependent upon a single state actor or state agent's permission, and he could refuse with no right of appeal. And we're challenging all of that. The Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Hello.
And we're challenging that. Yeah, I still have you.
I'm off the air. Hello? Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, I couldn't. Something happened.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. So,
okay.
And it was challenged, and so y'all challenged that, and it's worked its way up, and so what's it look like?
Now the federal court is going to take the case under advisement and make a summary judgment, no more argument, no more anything, and they will decide whether they think I'm right or whether they think the state's right, and at that point we'll either appeal or the state will appeal. But we had a really good day in court because the state has no evidence that banning the open carry of loaded handguns without government permission was lawful in 1791 or was a widely held regulation or was what the founders intended. So the state cannot prove its case. They've utterly failed to prove their case in the last 5 years, and we should win.
Now, the Supreme Court got into this and said people could have firearms and that people could possess firearms. And will that have any impact on this case?
Oh, yeah, that was a huge case for us because the Supreme Court said if the conduct of the individual complies with the plain text of the Second Amendment, that conduct is presumptively constitutional unless the government can prove that there were widely held regulations, similar regulations, in the founding era, 1791. And so the judge asked the state's attorney, are there any laws that go back to 1791 that require people to ask for permission or a license prior to carrying a weapon? And the state said, no, Your Honor, there were none. And so then we win automatically just off of that statement alone. However, the state's argument is, since the laws in 1791 were more strict than the laws that California has, California's laws should be allowed. But the laws she's referring to are brandishing, riding about in order to terrorize people, groups of people acting in riots, things like that. She cites no law, the state cites no law that bans peaceful, lawful individuals from simply carrying a weapon for their own self-defense. They could not quote one single example, and they never have. Therefore, we should win.
So which court is this in front of?
It's in front of the Federal Court for the Eastern District, Judge Karen Mueller. And we also have an order from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversing her denial of our preliminary injunction and ordering her to expeditiously re-examine that based on the merits of the case, which she admitted she failed to do. But we also have a preliminary injunction which may issue at some point, and that will give us the ability to carry before the case is actually settled. And we're hopeful about that too.
So if she still upholds it, which she could, because it sounds like you didn't get a, it sounds like because she didn't take everything into account last time and the Ninth Circuit said, set it aside and said, go back and do it quick because you've done this incorrectly. Is there a chance that she's seen the light?
Based on the testimony and hearing what she had to say last Friday, yes. I mean, she was far more responsive to our testimony and our evidence. She was far less responsive to the state. He was asking more pointed questions of the state. He was critical of the state's point of view in a few instances. God is great, and I have a lot of hope for this, that perhaps the spanking she got from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had some impact on her, and we will certainly see.
Okay, so if she rules in your favor, then the state's going to go automatically appeal this to the Ninth Circuit, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then you got to get it through the Ninth Circuit, and this will probably be the whole enchilada of judges, not just three.
Well, the en banc coordinator has already asked for a brief as to why this should not go directly to the en banc.
Okay.
And so we filed that brief today, and it literally says, because it's not within the process and procedure of the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit would be breaking the law, taking the case to the en banc panel prior to a judgment. I mean, how ridiculous can you be? And the state of California and the federal courts are so infused with the ability to deny rights to the people, they can't stand it. I mean, it's so egregiously unconstitutional, people should really be up in arms about this. They're breaking the law in order to deny you a constitutional guarantee.
You know,
that's not okay.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is even after what the state had to tell the counties, you have to issue, the concealed carry permits, they're still finding ways of not doing it. And, there's...
That's interesting because that's one question the state's attorney posited. She said, well, we're a shall issue regime, and my attorney said, no, we're not. Read 25850. It clearly says in the statute, may issue. Then the judge said, well, the attorney general said that we have to be shall issue. Don't you believe him? And my attorney said, absolutely not, Your Honor. I don't believe one single thing that guy says. The statute says may issue. It still may issue. They've created so many hurdles to people who are legitimately seeking the ability to defend themselves and their families because they don't want you to have the right that, no, I don't believe a single thing the state of California says. They're lying all the time.
Well, you remember what happened in New Mexico with the governor that made it illegal. Yeah. And if you're in Bernalillo County in Albuquerque, where my kids live, to carry a firearm, period, a concealed firearm, period. And of course, the gangbangers all obeyed that one and turned in their guns. And that was met with such ridicule from even her own party that it never went anywhere. All the law enforcement said, we're not going to do that. But, you know, it's the same thing here. If you make it illegal to carry a firearm concealed in a park, a recreation facility, near a park, on the sidewalks, in a library, you know, anywhere, then it's done nothing but outlaw the law-abiding citizen from protecting themselves in an atmosphere that's dangerous out there.
One of the state's premises in my case is this, that the permit scheme is the only way that California has to ensure that the background checks required by the permit scheme, they ensure that only law-abiding citizens will have access to firearms and criminals won't have access to firearms. Well, I just have to ask, since this was instituted in 1917, has the crime rate gone to zero? I mean, If a concealed carry permit is proof positive that only law-abiding people have guns, then why is it the criminals still have guns?
Well, that's that's a question we can ask all of ourselves. I ask law enforcement when they're in here. Most of them are, you know, stolen guns, straw purchases, these kind of things that people put out there on the black market. You're never going it's going to be so difficult to keep, if not impossible, to keep bad guys from having guns. The idea of taking my right away to carry a concealed firearm really bothers me.
Well, that was one other principle that we attacked because the state said that, and then the judge said, "Well, how else can we make sure that criminals don't get guns?" And my attorney, quite frankly, said, "Well, look, Your Honor, the people in general of the state of California have the presumption of innocence. In other words, if you're a law-abiding individual, and 99% of the people here are, or 98% or whatever, you can't be accused of being a criminal until you prove to the government that you're not. You walk around in your normal life, and you're assumed to be an innocent, law-abiding person unless you're convicted of a crime, and at that point you're put on the prohibited persons list, and then you can be denied access to a firearm, conceivably. But for the state of California to presumptively accuse everyone in the state of being a criminal, unless you can prove to the government, affirmatively prove that you are not, and therefore are entitled to a Second Amendment guarantee, well, you don't need to prove to the government you're moral before you sit on a park bench and read your Bible. You don't need to prove to the government that you're moral before you hand out political leaflets or campaign for a candidate.
No, that's
you don't need to prove to the government anything.
But everybody knows the First Amendment's different than the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, and the Supreme Court very, very pointedly said the Second Amendment is not a second-class right subject to a different set of rules than all the rest of them are.
Yeah.
Therefore, we win again.
Hey, Mark Beer, thanks a lot for calling in. We got to run here, and I got other
You're
people
welcome.
Calling. So you got everybody started. Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Okay, hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, be it car, truck, or bike. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And Director of RU's going to be with us. I'm trying to think. Is it next week? I think it's next week. We can talk about everything that's going on with RU. All right, we'll be right back, and Robert, we'll get to you right after the break.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend, Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m., Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pee gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes, including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the 7th of November, 8:51 in the morning. It's like 54 degrees out there. It's going to go up. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Yep, and for most of the week. And maybe around Thursday we might get a slight chance of rain. Maybe. Maybe next Monday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned, family-run. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How's things?
Things? Things are good.
How are you doing?
Things are good. How am I? Nobody asks that. Nobody says, hey, Carl, how are you? Well, you know, I'm good. I feel good.
Hope to see you out there at that little wing ding at the cemetery with that suicide prevention bus.
10 o'clock.
But I'm telling you, with what that last guy was talking about, is like, how do I follow up with something like that short of an old Rush Limbaugh punchline where he used to refer to the Ninth Circuit as the Ninth U.S. Circus Court of Appeals because they have the highest per capita reversal before the Supreme Court of any of the 11 districts. But that's another story for another time. Anyway, my dad, as I might have told you and Linda once or twice, was a World War II veteran, and I have this dim memory of him and his World War II and Korea buddies coming over to the local VFWs when the guys started coming back from Vietnam to shake their hand and buy them a beer and thank them for what they did, and then just give them a chance to talk when they were ready to talk. And who needs a fancy PhD behind your name? If you've got somebody who's been through that and they should be able to just kick back and have a beer or two and hopefully get them through things, because there were times my dad could get his memories of Pearl Harbor triggered just by watching a John Wayne movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, you know, it's like one of the things, like they said, they had months coming back to kind of talk. And, you know, and with the professionals in the military, you know, you had other professionals that were there with you, and you'd come back and, you know, it was almost like a group therapy session.
We need to, maybe we need to get back to something like that. Maybe
Let me tell you what the Marine Corps did, and part of this was they were trying everything. Like they would bring a battalion back. Once a battalion deployed to combat, usually when they got back, people were on orders. People were getting, you know, either discharged. Mainly they were getting orders and going to other places. They kept one battalion together for something like 6 or 7 months. So everybody stayed there, everybody who had served together in combat. And they were looking at that as a way of, you know, having people being able to share their experiences. I mean, they lived it and then be able to experience it afterwards. I think what your dad did was great, or what your parents did, and having the Vietnam vets come back and talk to them. A lot of them came back.
Yeah, they'd go down to the VFW hall as those guys were trickling in, and they'd shake their hand, thank them for what they did, buy them a beer, and said, look, you want to talk? We're here. We've lived this adventure ourselves.
Well, they have. And, you know, each war is different. Like we came – I'm trying to point out to the guy that's doing our windows. He's missed a big spot right there. Right there. You missed it, right? Yep, there you go. But every war is different, okay? In World War II, you had the whole country behind you. I mean, we were fighting against fascism, and the whole country was there. Then Korea happened, and Korea was, you know, the forgotten war where we lost 50,000
people. Yeah,
the
Rodney Dangerfield of warfare.
Yeah, and then Vietnam, where the people were behind it at first, and by the end, they were spitting on military when they were coming home. And then
not an option in my household, believe
me. No, but then after that.
And the phrase baby killer was not allowed to be said family's household.
No, but that was what happened there. And then I think America came back to their senses and realized it's not the warriors who are fighting this. If you've got a real problem with wars, the ones that declare war. Go after your politicians. And then Desert Storm came, and it was a time of, you know, of the country being very proud of their military. It was a four-day war. I mean, ground war. But it went on for like 45 days with the bombing and everything. And then we get into the longest war ever, 20 plus years, on the war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq. And back in Afghanistan, it's 1% of the people in the United States have served in the military. 1%. And we can't forget that 1%. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay, Robert, thanks.
Anyway, one other thing, as long as I got you on the phone, how soon before the barrel's going to be available for the Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots? Because I got some stuff,
you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the boxes showed up yesterday. So if you have a toy, a new unwrapped toy, bring it down here and to 1326 Market Street and fill up our boxes. I got two of them.
All right, we
filled up
good.
A bunch of boxes last year. So thank you.
Sounds good.
Thanks for
With any amount of luck, I hope to do that later this morning.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Bye.
The Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted in favor of placing a charter county proposal on the ballots for public consideration during the upcoming March primary election. Proposed charter would grant the Board of Supervisors authority to appoint a replacement by a majority vote of seated members in the event of a vacancy on the board, rather than having the replacement appointed by the California governor. Whenever a vacancy, it says, whenever a vacancy occurs in the office of supervisor on the Board of Supervisors, the board may fill the vacancy by appointment or call a special election. If the board appoints the replacement, the appointee shall be from among the qualified electors of the supervisory district in which such vacancy exists and shall hold office until the election and qualification of his or her successor. So that's already running into people saying, well, that could mean that they could replace elected officials. That's not what it says here. It says in the case of, it's a very narrow thing, it looks like to me. I'm, of course, I'm not a politician, so, but it just seems like they're talking about one instance specifically, and that's if a supervisor can no longer hold that office, if one passes or whatever, resigns, whatever they're going to do. So, hey, this, you know, the primaries in March are going to be pretty important here. We're going to be having people on there running, but I'm hearing all types of rumors that some people aren't running and some people are. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the near future, to see who is going to be running for our Board of Supervisors. Are we going to have a seismic shift on the Board of Supervisors? What's it going to be? But they're having their meeting, and it's starting in 1 minute at the Board of Supervisors over in the county board chambers. So if you're interested in going and taking your popcorn and having 10 hours of entertainment, it only costs you $5. No, they don't charge. You can go in there and have 10 hours of entertainment at the Board of Supervisors meeting today. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Jake Mangus in the Chamber of Commerce, Cornerstone Community Bank will be on Thursday. It's